Book 20. The Ranging of Powers.
Thus on the beachhead the Achaeans, armed with you, Achilles, avid again for war, and Trojans face them on the rise of plain. Zeus, meanwhile, from the utmost snowy height of ridged Olympus, gave command to Themis to call the gods together. Everywhere she went about and bade them to his hall. None of the rivers failed to come, not one except the ocean stream. None of the nymphs who haunt cool greenwood groves and riverheads and inland grassy meads. All made their way to the hall of Zeus, lord of the clouds of heaven, taking their chairs in sunlit courts, laid out with all Hephaestus's art in polished stone. So these assembled. Then the god of earthquake heeded the goddess. From the great salt sea he came aloft to take his place among them, asking his brother Zeus what he proposed. "Lord of the bright bolt, why do you bring us here? Something to do with Trojans and Achaeans, now their lines are drawn and the war flares?" And Zeus, who gathers cloud, replied, "You know what plan I have in mind, and why I called you, why you are here. Men on both sides may perish, still they are near my heart. And yet by heaven here I stay, at ease upon a ridge. I'll have an ample view here, but you others go into action. Side with men of Troy or with Achaeans, as each has a mind to. Suppose Achilles takes the Trojans on alone. Not for a moment will they hold him. In times past they used to shake to see him, and now he's mad with rage for his friend's death. I fear he'll break the wall down, sack the town before the time has come for it." Lord Zeus fell silent then, but kindled bitter war, and the immortals entered it. They took positions as they wished. Hera, Athena, Poseidon, Girdler of the Earth, and Hermes, most sharp-witted of them all. Hephaestus, proud and brawny, but with tottery shanks. These were the sea-born Achaeans' partisans. For the Trojans, Ares in a flashing helm, beside him long-haired Phoebus, Artemis, Leto, and Xanthus, and the smiling goddess Aphrodite. Until the gods came near, the Achaeans gloried more, now that Achilles again had joined the fight so long foregone. Every Trojan felt his knees a-tremble, seeing the great runner armed and flashing like the deadly god of war. When the Olympians joined the lines arrayed, strife came in power, goader of fighting men. Then, standing by the moat outside the wall or on the shore of beating surf, Athena shrieked, and her adversary, Ares, yelled across from her like a pitch-black hurricane roaring to Trojans from the heights of Troy or veering by the course of Simois on Callicolona.
This ends Disc 11.